Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Buster Mills. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Vern Kennedy. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Chartak. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Ostermueller. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Fritz Ostermueller. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chartak. Heath reaches second base with a double. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is walked intentionally. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball towards center. Mills catches it and throws to second to double up Stevens. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Fritz Ostermueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermueller strikes out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Hayes moves to third. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a line drive towards first. Fleming reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lobbs is walked intentionally. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judnick for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Judnick throws the ball into Stevens, who tags Fleming trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 1 in the game. Mills hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heath. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Gutteridge applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 1 in the game. Chartak takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mack moves to second. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Desautels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Desautels reaches second base with a double. Mack scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy bunts towards the mound. Oster Mueller fields it and throws to first for the out. Desautels moves to third. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Desautels scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fritz Ostermueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Ostermueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 2 in the game. Mills hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fleming moves to third. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Desautels hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Kennedy covering, for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Stevens goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Indians. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chartak hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hockett hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Criscola pinch runs for Frankie Hayes. Fritz Ostermueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermueller is 0 for 2 in the game. Ostermueller bunts towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ostermueller moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 3 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. Ostermueller moves to third. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Clift moves to second. Harry Eisenstadt now pitching. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 3 in the game. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Ostermueller scores. Clift moves to third. Lobbs moves to second. It's Indians, 2, Browns, 2. Joe Heving now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Farrell now catching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ostermueller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Oscar Mueller covering, for the out. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 3 in the game. Mills takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McQuinn for the out. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Chartak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chartak moves to third. Fritz Ostermueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermueller is 0 for 3 in the game. Ostermueller bunts towards the mound. Heving fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chartak scores. Farrell moves to second. It's 3-2, Browns. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. Farrell moves to third. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 4 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett. Clift reaches second base with a double. Farrell scores. Gutteridge goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clift scores. Lobbs moves to third. Judnick moves to second. It's 6-2, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Grimes pinch hits for Ray Mack. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Otto Denning pinch hits for Joe Heving. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.